Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey Cutie is here.
And we have a very special guest in the building. Would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
Sure. What's going on, y'all? This is Tony, TLS World Travel. Just finished up the trip with the ladies to Winter Escape, which took place on Royal Caribbean's Royal Majesty of the Seas. So I had a little blast. Some people are feeling those effects right now.
Yes, some people, i.e. Hey Cutie, is feeling those effects of partying for 4 days straight, really almost like 5 days because we partied in Miami. And because of that, in lieu of our signature cocktail for the podcast, we're going to be drinking on some hot tea.
With some lemon and honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she be drinking on some hot tea, some medicine, some NyQuil.
I am.
Sick, some Father John's. You know about that Father John's.
Listen.
Put me up on that. That's what you really need.
I am completely medicated. So I have a sinus infection. And it started, I think it was, I woke up Sunday after the pool party Saturday and could barely talk.
Yeah, and if you guys want to know why she can't talk, there's some videos surfacing around Instagram of Hey Cutie at said pool
party.
Are
there videos on Instagram?
If they're not, I'll find one and post one.
There may or may not be videos.
Yeah, there may or may not be footage of pool party where somebody, I'm not naming any names, was getting their entire life.
Yes. I did have a great time, though. So, it's all good. It happens.
Yeah, so, cheers anyway. Cheers to the hot tea, which is so whack right now, man. Cheers.
Gosh, cheers. Yes, it is very whack right now.
So, let's jump right into it. We just have a couple of questions for you, Tony, about Winter Escape and kind of your perspective of the trip. And how it could benefit maybe some singles looking to meet some people and gain some exposure. So first, what's your role with Winter Escape?
So Winter Escape is a brand that created back in 2010 as an annual getaway around the Super Bowl. Also, it happens to be around my birthday to get people together and traveling and get that first trip out the way for the year. So it kicked off in 2010. People usually come from all across the country. That first year, I think we had 36 people from 6 different states. And it's grown every year, since. I think this year we had 175 guests, about, 20 states, including Japan was in there.
So
a little bit of people from everywhere.
Yeah.
Awesome. As far as, I guess, people coming and meeting folks, is definitely opportunities there. Actually, on the first one, we did have a couple that met on the trip, and they now are married and have a 2-year-old kid.
Wow. Really?
Yep. So you definitely can meet Bae or Boo or whatever you want to call it on the trip. So it's a good opportunity for that. Good opportunity for networking. A lot of people have came together and started businesses together as well. So there's a few people who are still dating. I'm not sure if they'll get married or not yet, but some people have definitely connected on the trip in various ways.
Okay, they can just drink till they're married.
Yes. That's cool too.
That's kind of how we do it around these parts. So you said it started based around your birthday. So I'll assume your birthday is in February.
Yeah, my birthday is February 3rd. So it was last Wednesday, the day before
happy
the trip started.
Birthday,
yeah.
Thank you.
Why didn't we celebrate like specifically on the trip though?
I was partied out from the night before, so Miami got the best of me. We went out to Dream Nightclub. Yeah, we went to Dream Nightclub. And, I had a really good time. We had a lot of drinks. I think we went to Five Guys. And I say think because I'm not really sure.
Because you don't remember
what
happened.
I'm just glad that I didn't have a bad hangover in the morning. So. it was a good night. So.
We're just glad you actually made it on the ship because that's the battle.
Indeed.
So you said you guys started back in 2010. So how many trips have you planned so far?
2010, we went on a cruise to the Bahamas. 2011, we did a cruise to Cancun or Cozumel, rather.
Okay.
2011, we did Vegas. 2012, we did DC. Then we decided we wanted to go skiing, mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we went skiing in Boone, North Carolina, the following year. And then 2013, I guess that is. No, 2013, we went skiing again. And we went to Astro area, so Morristown, Appalachian Mountains.
Okay.
And then this year we decided we wanted to go back to where we started. And we did another cruise, and this year was the Bahamas, different cruise line.
Okay. I like it. So it's kind of mixing it up a little bit. I like that it's not all international trips. So this is something I was talking to with one of the, what's the term? What do you call the other people involved in Winter Escape? Are they group leaders, ambassadors? What's the official title? And how did you kind of find people to help out with the planning of the trips?
They're pretty much ambassadors. We call them marketing team, but basically ambassadors.
Team. Yep. Okay.
We're really just looking for people who are interested in traveling, like to travel. They have a group of people that they kind of work with, the B&B work or different organizations they're involved in. So typically popular people, not necessarily promoters, but popular people.
Okay.
So like this year we had a big group of people that actually came from Iowa, about 15 people from Iowa that came,
mm-hmm.
Which again, that was a state that we hadn't had on our list before. So that was good to get that one there. So basically people who have influence and have friends who like to travel. Again, it's a really, experience is about networking and meeting new people and have experiences. So a lot of people never met anyone from Iowa, didn't know there was people in Iowa who like to travel or have similar interests as them. So definitely bringing people together, and having a good time. It's really about celebrating life again at the beginning of the year. Cause so many people don't get a chance to vacation. And it's again, a good way to get it off the way and say, at least you had one for the year if you don't make another one.
Very true.
Very, very true. I mean, I like that. I think it's interesting that you say a part of the mission is to kind of network and get people to meet different people and get exposed,
mm-hmm.
Which is extremely important. Would you say that's just the overarching theme for the trips? Is that the goal?
For sure. Just networking and, like I said, new experiences. A lot of people this year were first-time cruisers. So that was one of the reasons why we decided to go back to a cruise. They had joined us once we started doing the ski trips. So we wanted to definitely do something warm, but also expose them something new. So we could have did an island, but we said, hey, let's go on a cruise. We got a lot of people who come to our trips every year, and they hadn't had a cruise experience. So this was a way to incorporate that and also to get our gateway back to potentially doing some islands. Because I think warm weather is better, especially how the snow has been hitting the south this year.
Yes. How long does it take you to coordinate an event like this? So huge.
Good question. We typically start pretty much as soon as the last one is over with. So in about, I'm going to take literally the rest of this month off and next month, basically right back at it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually go and do the trip, like really do the trip, go to the island or go on a cruise or whatever the case may be, and actually meet the people, get a feeling for if they have the ability to hold my crowd. It's the facility they're set up and all that. We do like a full trip walkthrough basically in March, and come April, we always announce the trip about April 1st or so. And then from there we start taking deposits. So almost a full year ahead of time.
Wow.
I like it, you know, because in keeping with, you know, let's just be clear on our culture. So it's income tax time, people.
You so okay? Right.
And don't, you know, I'm not a huge proponent of these big refund checks, but if you are going to get a check or a bonus check, because it's also bonus check time for a lot of people, I think a great way to, you know, spend some money on yourself is by booking a trip, going somewhere you've never been, because you just don't, you know, I know we talk a lot about investing and being smart with our money, but seeing the world and experiencing global culture is an investment.
Right.
It makes you a more well-rounded person. And I'll say I'm one of those people who had never been on a cruise before. I've been a lot of places, but I've never been on a cruise. And so it was an experience for me and it was fun. And as soon as I got on the ship, I'm like texting, you know, my brother and my sister, this should be our next family vacation. You know, we just came from the mountains. So I was like, well, let's do something different next year. Let's go on a cruise because our kids will love it. And
yeah.
It's fun for all ages. I think that's what I like most about it.
And I actually, my family, we try to do a cruise every year and it's usually a 7-day cruise. So I almost felt like, yeah, it's hard. Like, I used to hate being on a cruise. But now that, you know, I'm in a job where I like to be completely cut off from the world. I love mm-hmm. it. Because you don't, unless you want to talk to people or contact people, you really don't have to. It's like you're in your own little world. And I think the difference between the 4-day and then compared to a 7-day is almost like when I was getting used to the ship and knowing where everything was, it was time to go. So that mm-hmm. was like the only difference.
Yeah, I tend to like the shorter ones for that reason as well. It's like I said, it's really quick. You get to hit the islands that you want to hit, mm-hmm. And then you're almost back home, and you're like, dang, that was really fun.
Yeah.
If you're there too long, you kind of like, you start to get homesick, or you want to get back to work, or, you know, if you're a really hard worker. But like I said, you have a nice short
not
trip.
I said the cat. No, not I.
You have a nice short trip, and like I said, it makes you want to do another one. So.
Yeah. And I think the key is definitely having a good group of people. And I think the group that you had was very diverse. I mean, they were diverse in age, ethnicities, you know, sex, because we had men and women on the trip. So, but one thing I did notice, there were, of course, you know, usually more women than men.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the plan to get more single men interested in the trips?
So that's a challenge we have almost every year, to be honest. Guys... And this, I guess this is not just with trips, this in general, committing something so far in advance. So again, we're talking about April.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, I don't know what I'm doing next February yet. So it's so tough to get that commitment. But for us, for planning purposes, we need to kind of have those numbers and have that planning process. So we're going to partner with some organizations, some community organizations, fraternities, things like that, and try to plug it through those organizations and see if we can get some more people to attend. A lot of people are interested, again, being big on social media now, that's been a lot, generally a lot of questions and interest in the trip as well. So I think next year we'll have a lot more interest based on at least the comments we received since being back the past 24 hours.
Yeah. That's, I think definitely, you know, plugging into certain groups, I think that'll hopefully help because like you said, I don't think it's a problem just with trips. I mean, you go to parties. I mean, you go to various, like, events, and you'll see, most likely, women are always outnumbering men.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what it is about the fellas, but y'all need to come out, because the ladies be popping.
Yeah, I was talking to you earlier. I just think, in general, men just have, like, their set places that they want to go.
Yeah.
And they'll normally hit those places if they're going to travel, right? So, it's Vegas, Miami.
DR
if they're feeling, you know, a little risky. Brazil if they're really feeling risky.
Right.
And that's it. That like rounds it out. Otherwise, they'll go for like a family reunion or when their girl, you know, drags them along. But that's, you don't just don't see a lot of men just planning like a trip together to go somewhere. So I think it's good because Winter Escape has like planned activities.
Uh-huh.
And all they have to do is kind of pay their money and show up. You know, because I just don't see a bunch of guys sitting around doing like a travel planning. Where do we want to go? What sites do we want to see? Restaurants are we going to play? They're just not doing that.
I think Tony made a good point, though. When it comes to guys, like women, we will sit and we will plan our trip.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are like, yo, what you doing in like 2 weeks? Do you know what I mean? Quick to do it. You know, like, oh, next month. No, sometimes you need to really sit down and just plan. You don't know what you're doing next February, so put something on the calendar, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, we definitely run into that. Like I said, typically the final payment is due November, December or time frame, and mm-hmm. the trip is obviously February. So a lot of people, like I said, by then they say, oh, I want to go. I'm like, dude, we've been promoting the trip for 6 months now. Like, where you been?
Right.
Had that discussion. But I mean, you even see that with parties like CIAA, for instance. You'll see everybody with pre-sale tickets. And guys will come, how much I gotta pay at the door? Like, dude.
You could have got you wanna waste
extra $50 for what?
Right.
So, you know. We're working on them, though. We're definitely working on them. Definitely got the word out. And I think social media and working with some organizations, some group meetings and things like that would definitely generate more interest from the guys. So.
I hope so. And then the pictures, because I see you guys on Instagram reposting a lot of the pictures. So that's, you know, that's good. So what's your overall opinion of this trip? I know we're fresh off of it. Have you had a chance to kind of reflect yet?
I think overall it went pretty well. A lot of good feedback from everybody I talked to so far, which is always good. I think as far as our committee went, we really like worked together really well. I think all the events hit that we had planned. I think Miami was actually pretty fun. Like I said, it was a lot going on. A lot of people were spread out, which again was fine. But we did go to Clevelander, which I think was a really, really good night as well, as we end the story after that. So I think it started off really strong. And I think the closing happy hour was really good. We did the giveaways. So we gave away a couple of free deposits. Nice. Gave away, I think, an MP3 player. And it was, we gave a gift for the furthest person that traveled the furthest as well.
Japan.
So I think we closed out well too. So I think it was, I think overall, it was pretty strong.
Okay.
Hey, Katie, what's your overall opinion of the trip?
So I enjoyed it. I think this is probably one of the first kind of group travel trips that I do. Because again, I travel a lot with my friends or with my family. So this is definitely a first for me. I was worried about the age group because I am a little older than, you know, sometimes you say, oh, don't roll your eyes at me. You see like a lot of it being 20s, but I think it was a mature crowd. I think it was what, early 30s, probably average out the group. So I, in that aspect, I didn't feel like, you know, super old or anything. The events were good. I think just, I know we did the happy hour. I was thinking maybe either some other type of event too, to get us all together. Or like even on the beach, having a designated location where we all could have kind of met up and, you know, chilled on the beach would have been fun too. Sure.
Thanks for that.
No problem. But I did enjoy it. I did.
Yeah, I agree. I think one thing that kind of stood out for me, typically, because I've been on these types of group travels and vacations before, and when you have people who are coming from all over, normally people travel in groups, right? So you have these little smaller subsets of a larger group, mm-hmm. and it can become very cliquish. But it wasn't like that at all.
You're right. I mean, it wasn't
kind of like, once I recognize that you're like a part of, you know, Winter Escape, we might as well be friends and besties. And you going to dinner, I'm going to, like, you want to, like, you going to the bar to get a drink, let me get you a drink. You know what I mean? It was just like that feeling of,
like a small community.
Yeah. Like a small community. And I really like that. I think if there was some way outside of us wearing the t-shirts on, I guess, Saturday, if there was some way for us to be able to easily identify who's a part of the travel group, because there was another group on the ship, and they just had these little cute beaded necklaces. I mean, you know, everybody's probably not going to want to wear that. But it was something where once I knew what those necklaces were for, I kept seeing them everywhere. So I knew it was an easy way for them to be able to connect with each other. And I think maybe giving the marketing team a little more ownership with like truly being a trip ambassador. So at any time, if they realize, you know, if you're on a plane and you're a marketing leader, a marketing team member, you know, making sure when you get off this plane, you're kind of gathering people that you think are a part of. Or maybe if you even got on a specific shirt that says Winter Escape Marketing Leader or whatever. So I'll know if I have a question, I'm not just looking for Tony.
Right.
Because he's the only face that I know. So I can ask somebody else. Or if I'm sitting at dinner, because we had those assigned tables, and my marketing leader is at dinner with me, I can quickly talk to him about the trip and what's going on or whatever.
Yeah.
And we could go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. Okay. I was going to say, we did have the lanyards. I think probably after day two, we stopped wearing them because they got kind of ripped and stuff like that. But we did have the lanyards for day one and day two of the trip. So people kind of identify. And then at that point, the meet and greet was kind of where everybody got to see the faces. Mm-hmm. So they knew kind of who to speak with. But then obviously everybody didn't attend the meet and greet because it was in Miami. People doing Miami stuff. So that kind of made it rough.
So it was kind of,
when we got on the bus, it was kind of the first time everybody seen everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you put some women on South Beach with some good shops and stuff. That meet and greet did not happen for me.
Or me.
Like, oh, they got a Zara and a Mango, and I don't have this at home.
Again, we want you to enjoy your vacation as well. So, you know, we have the event. If you come, cool. If not, you know, we'll catch up to the next one.
I didn't even shop. I was drinking, of course. So
stay drinking. They had drinks at the meet and greet.
I know, but I started way early because we got there so early. Mind you, let me tell you, Tony, missed my flight in the morning.
I wasn't going to call her out, so thank you for being honest.
I did.
Did you miss it because you were drinking?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I wish that was my excuse. I overslept. So missed the flight, but we were able to get on like the next flight. So we still got there like around 11 or 12. So it was early. So, you know, we're hungry. Let's go drink. We hit Wet Willies, and you know Wet Willies, it goes down.
Yeah.
So then we were drinking liquor store, you know, so that's kind of why I didn't make it out.
It was a long day.
Long day of drinking, but yeah. No, okay.
So okay. What's next on the horizon?
Not really sure yet. As I said, we're going to take the month off. Next month, we're going on two trips to figure out. We have a couple islands in mind. So just get your passport ready is all I can say.
We stay ready, so we don't have to
get your passport ready. Check out the website. We will announce via Instagram and all that April 1st. So April 1st, the information will be out there to the public. But we got to, like I said, nail down some things and meet some people and make sure it's the right trip for our group. Again, as we continue to expand, it's harder, I guess, to get reservations at a place. So even like the TGIF Fridays was pretty much the only place we go on South Beach where we could fit 180 people in a room,
right?
Because their restaurants are so small. So as we grow, we have some kind of limitations based on size of the facility. So definitely got to work through those things. So make sure that we got to have a plan A and plan B and all that at wherever we decide to go.
Okay.
Is there any plan to make it more exclusive? To where, you know, so you only have a certain amount of slots so that you can plan accordingly based on that number?
We talked about it. I'm kind of against that. Again, I want to see as many people that look like me travel, right? Because I understand the experiences that you get and the stories that comes with it, right? So more than anything, you have stories you can tell forever. And no matter where you go, if you went from here to Atlanta, you have some stories to tell about that. So it's really, in my opinion, I want to keep it open as to many people as possible, because you never know who you'll meet on these trips and you never know what you'll do. So I think it's good to leave it open. The exclusivity, like I said, we did talk about that, but I'm not really sold on it.
Okay.
You know, that's an interesting take on it. And I think, it's a good one to have because for the people who have already been exposed to travel,
mm-hmm.
There are plenty of groups where they can get that exclusive small number and, you know, more planet. Like, there's something for everybody, but you mm-hmm. have to leave something open for, you know, those individuals who may have not, this may be their first international trip or this may be their first cruise. And there are exclusive groups out there that cater mm-hmm. to Black travelers. Mm-hmm. And so I think you guys kind of taking this position and saying, we just want to be open. And we want to give everybody an opportunity. It's a niche, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think it's a necessary one.
Do you try
to be that first stop for some people?
Yeah. Uh-huh. With that in mind, though, do you try to keep the price point at a certain place? Is that
we definitely keep our margins really low as far as that's concerned. We want to be really economical. We try to include everything in it. As you see, we included multiple happy hours in the package, included your gratuities that mandatory for the ship. We had transportation. So everything is pretty much packed into it. It's not, hey, it costs $300, come on a trip, and then you get there, they want this much more money every step of the way. So we definitely put, hey, this is what you're going to need, and this includes pretty much everything. So we definitely do that.
So, because, I mean, the first thing I thought of when you were talking about space was like a all-inclusive on an island somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Because then, you know, you're on the resort. You still, usually they're big enough to accommodate. They have the various restaurants and things like that. And then it's still, you know, mostly everything is included in the price, so.
Yeah, I looked at, we were definitely looking at some of those. I know, for instance, I'll say St. Croix, for example. They have, it's a really, really pretty place. But most of their resorts probably have 60 or less rooms. So that means we'd have to rent out their whole thing. So, for instance, in this particular, this year, we needed 90 hotel rooms. We couldn't fit in. We could have filled the whole Chesterfield. And it was like, I can't give you all my room. So we're going to give you one room across the street at the Whitehawk. So just because they want to have that flexibility for other groups or other customers, they won't sell it. They won't rent the whole hotel to me.
That's crazy,
though. Yeah, it is. I'm guaranteed money. It's guaranteed money, like, here. right? But yeah, they won't.
Yeah,
they won't
allocate that room money though. So there's right. always somebody traveling on a corporate car who will pay whatever, whenever, however. So yeah. you got to leave yourself open for those premium dollars.
Yeah. But I said, depending on where we go, again, we might have to see if there's multiple resorts nearby and things like that. So again, if we have, say we get 500 people next year, we can always expand into those other resorts and then bring everybody together via shuttle or whatever the case might be. But that's kind of like I said, as we grow, that's some of the complexities that are involved with the planning process. Again, always a good issue to have, right? Is you got more people. That's a good issue to have. So definitely not concerned, but we definitely work through those. And like I said, make sure we can bring everybody together as easy as possible.
That's what's up.
I like it. Can I just do like a shameless ask if Drink to Ramirez can host like a Battle of the Sexes game?
Awesome. I'm with it.
I just think that would be so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm with it. We can add that to the events next year for sure.
Okay.
I'm definitely with that too. That sounds like fun.
Right?
Give them hell.
So you better make sure that there are enough guys because we can't control the numbers. So, you know,
I mean, you know
y'all numbers, if y'all numbers low, then, you know, it is what it is.
Right, right.
Well, I'll definitely make sure it's known that we're in a competition. And okay. The ladies are calling us out. So we'll make it happen.
You heard it here first. And we will have a good prize because I'm all about good prizes. I'm not right. talking about no little, you know, no little medal, no ribbon. No.
We drink to a mirror. We're going to have some bottles popping.
Right? I saw some games on the ship and I'm like, but what are they winning though? Oh, that's it? A keychain? Oh, okay.
Girl. Yeah.
You can flick in across your ship for a keychain?
Right. Yes. That's true.
I'm excited and looking forward to the next trip. You said so we'll know somewhere around April.
Yes, April 1st is the official announcement. We may even do a pre-release to this year's guests.
Oh, cool.
So maybe a week earlier too, but definitely April 1st. The website will be updated. Winterscape.com, Instagram. We'll have we normally do some type of hey announcement coming and countdown like 5 days, 4 days type of thing. So definitely like I said, follow us, lock in at Winterscape. Twitter, Instagram, all that. And we'll, again, announce as soon as we know. You may see some pictures also while we're on the trips of the potential locations. So we'll drop some clues. So
I think last year I recall, and I can't remember his name, when you guys were counting down to the release of the trip, was there a dude doing videos on Instagram, taking shots and stuff?
Yeah, Outspoken is his name on Instagram. He was taking shots and he was all, yeah, let me come back in. I'll give you when I'm finished. So
right. Yeah. So
he
had the teasers popping for real. Okay. I like it. Cool. Well, thank you for joining us. Anything else you want the world to know in regards to Winter Escape or TLS?
Well, one, just want to thank you guys for coming on the trip. Sounds like you guys have a good time and want to come back next year. So that's always good. Thank you for obviously having me on the show as well. TLS World Travel, again, is a full-service travel agency. We don't do just group trips. We really do everything from if you want to do a couple's getaway for a weekend with you and your boo, if you do a destination wedding, whatever that is, you want to do a group trip, we can do it all. You want a car rental, hotel, cruise, again, we do all. TLSWorldTravel.com. We're both connected either way. It's always, like I said, a good opportunity to travel. We've been several places, several countries. So we definitely have experience, expertise. We've lived abroad as well. So we've got a good set of people on our team. The company started back in 2012. Previously, my uncle/cousin, he was a travel agent. And he had retired. So as he was getting out of it, he was saying, well, hey, if you're going to continue doing Winterscape, you probably need to learn the business. So he put me into the business more. And it kind of grew from there. And I've been, like I said, been a travel agent ever since. Last year, I sent basically at least one group on a trip every month last year. So definitely looking to continue to send people across the world. A lot of fun doing that. So got a few people going to spring break in the coming weeks to Cancun. So 2016 is off to a good start as far as that's concerned. Oh, Valentine's trip is next week too. So it's a couple couples going to DR next week as well.
Oh, nice.
Are the college spring break trips still available for booking?
Yes.
Okay.
704.
You know, my niece is in college. I really want to send her somewhere.
She needs that's right.
Yeah, I would just love to be able to send her somewhere.
Yeah.
First touch.
Turn up, and then we'll tell her mom when she gets back home.
Exactly. Yep.
I like it. So tell us again how we can get information about Winter Escape. What's the website, Instagram, Facebook?
So winterescape.com is the website, www.winterescape.com. Instagram, Twitter, it'll all be Winterescape as well.
Okay.
And then, again, if you follow Taylor's World Travel, it'll be all connected to have information as well. Same, taylorsworldtravel.com. I'm Taylor's World Travel at Facebook, Instagram, and Facebook. So we have accounts online. We also have a YouTube channel for Taylor's World Travel. So we'll have some videos from different trips, and you'll see the recaps from Winterescape. So Winterescape is essentially a brand of Taylor's World Travel, which encompasses our winter getaway.
I like it. Okay. We'll also put the links in the description on this podcast. So it'll be on the iTunes and SoundCloud description. So people can click from there and get more information.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for an awesome trip. I really enjoyed myself. As I recover.
As you recover, it's cool. You gotta, always need an extra day from vacation. So
I know. And I had to work today. So,
struggle is real.
Yes.
Yeah, I truly enjoyed it too. And as a first-time cruiser, I would say I think it was great. I loved it. And, I'm a low maintenance traveler anyway, but I was just like, oh, this is cool. What? I can just decide I want to eat something, go get something to eat, and I can go in the pool, and I can go play a game, and I can get to know some cool people. Like, I think at our dinner table, we had like North Carolina, South Carolina, Ohio, and Texas.
Yes.
All at our dinner table. I mean, where else am I going to get that opportunity? So I thought it was great. Good job.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. I said y'all for attending. Thank everybody who attended as well. We'll definitely repost this on our information on our sites as well. So thank you for having me.
Until the next time, cheers to Winter Escape.
Yes. Cheers.
Shots of tea till we get there.
Shots.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.